I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. As the Mountain West continues to see a disproportionate number of youth suicides, one tribe in southwestern Colorado is opening up a new mental health center on its reservation to deal with alarming rates there. 91.5 KRCC's Allie Budner reports.
Earlier this year, two teenagers died by suicide in the Ute Mountain Ute community. Deanne House is a councilwoman for the tribe and a trained psychologist. She said the deaths were certainly not the first suicides in their community, but they really shook people. She says she hopes opening up a new behavioral health center on the reservation will be the help they're looking for. It will have therapists and suicide prevention specialists. House says it might be a struggle, though, to get people in the door, because suicide and mental health have been extremely stigmatized in Native communities like hers.
Our mental well-being is something that, you know, people keep covered and they don't want to speak about it.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, American Indians and Native Alaskans have the highest rates of suicide of any racial or ethnic group in the country. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
Former State Senator Mike Johnston is ending his bid for the Senate seat currently held by Republican Cory Gardner. In a statement, Johnston said he realizes that winning the primary would mean both an expensive and negative campaign, which he said he did not want to do. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper entered the race after dropping his presidential bid. This is 91.5 KRCC News.